get up and dance. Dance. Because when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, welcome to Crystal Heaven. Welcome to BBS Radio, America Free Radio, where we can freely speak about whatever we want. Hey, it's a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. And now, may I invoke, that is, call upon, the violet flame to come down upon me and protect me from this show and after, and protect all of us at the same time all around the globe. I call upon the violet flame to come down upon us and transmute any negative energies into positive ones. Energies are for the good of all, to the highest good of all. That's right. Hey, I just did it, and it is so. That's right. It is so. It is so. It is so. Always remember to say something three times, to invoke something three times, to ask the key questions three times. And that is why three is a magical number. Well, that's just one of the reasons. There's many other reasons why three is a magical number. We don't have time to get into all of them because I would be here for hours talking about that. But, hey, you know, it's always good. We have this problem. Many of us in humanity, we have this problem. We're reading things and we come across words. Sometimes we imagine we know what the definition of the word is. Other times we don't know and we just skip over it. And once in a while, we'll pull out a dictionary and look to see what the dictionary has to say about a particular word. And I did that this afternoon, and it just struck me funny. I'm always reading stuff on Twitter because people post a lot of information. There's a lot of information sharing going on, and there's a lot of sources of information. And I was looking at this one source that claims to be representing groups or a group of celestial beings. And the word was used, Nova Earth. Yeah, Nova Earth. So, you know, and then there's that TV show called Nova also. So, like, wait a second here. They can't be talking about the TV show, Nova Earth. So I looked up the word Nova, and, of course, they weren't talking about the model of Chevrolet that used to be sold here in America, Chevrolet, an automobile. Manufacturer, a label for a famous car, Chevrolet's. They had a model called the Nova once upon a time. So here's this word being used. So I looked it up in the dictionary. Right? Not only did I look up in one dictionary, I looked it up in two dictionaries. You know, I have four dictionaries in hand all the time because sometimes you have to go to all the way to the fourth one behind you one. To be able to find the word that you were looking for. So the word Nova refers to a star, you know, like the sun, a star suddenly becoming increasingly bright and powerful in energy, amazingly powerful in energy and brightness. And then all of a sudden, it drops back to a lower level. Now, that doesn't make any sense. Why would, first of all, why would you have a, I mean, that's the definition. Why would you have a TV show that talks about nature and they call it Nova? Or what are you saying, that nature is going to explode with all kinds of fantastic energies and then all of a sudden fizzle out? And which brings us to this Nova Earth term that was used. And of course, this was, I don't know whether they're doing propaganda or they're just trying to pretend to be good guys. Yeah, they had this like newsletter out called Galactic Federation Aurora Ray. And of course, you know, some people say Galactic Federation is okay. Other people say Galactic Federation is is not okay, and it's definitely not the Galactic Federation. It's not the Federation of Star Trek, which is a fictional federation. So this group that has this been having it for years now, this continuous relay of information, Aurora Ray, the self-proclaimed ambassador of this Galactic Federation. Though they do have some good information, so for those who said they were no good, well, I don't know, maybe they've switched back. You know, like a professional wrestler or something. For years they were bad guys, then they were good guys, then they went bad guys again, and now they're back to being good guys as the end of time is rolling up, and they don't want to be left out with all the trash that's going to be eliminated. So the term Nova Earth, you know, what kind of a future is that for Nova Earth? It's all of a sudden going to be, first of all, Earth is not a star. So that term is incorrectly being used, that word there. And secondly, you know, you're trying to talk about the great, how great it's going to be in 5D. So to use the term Nova Earth, what are you saying? Earth is going to have an explosion of energy and then fizzle back down to, you know, to Lapsy Pal or whatever. You know, I don't know if you might have to look that term up. But you know, it's misuse of language there. And this is the same group that, you know, that calls themselves the Galactic Federation, and now they're trying to present themselves as good. Whereas if you listen to the teachings of Ashiana Dean, or Yasho Ashiana, and her downloaded information from the Guardian Alliance, they say the Galactic Federation was good up until 1990s, and then it went bad. You know, switched. But apparently, maybe they're back good now. But they're still doing a lot of, making a lot of stupid things. You know, if you pay attention, the bad guys make their mistakes, or the imposters make their mistakes. And I don't know how many of you out there are aware of this kind of like Galactic Federation newsletter. It's out there. Google it. And it runs supposedly by this Aurora Ray. They have a lot of videos out there. Some of the videos are helpful. So you might want to check out the videos. I don't know if you want to bother to read all the info, but when you read all the info, you know, they do like about 10 paragraphs of info every day or a couple of days or something like that, maybe three a week. They've made a couple of mistakes. First of all, this Nova Earth, that's definitely a mistake. Then I've one day they're saying, well, you know, you don't have to be uplifted off Earth, and you're going to a planet, and of course, you'll meet with the leaders of the planet, but you're going to be brought up to a separate section, and you have to keep quiet about it. What kind of a ascension is that? But at the same time, you know, there's this galactic confederation that's started out in 2012, that the confederation, if you look up those words too, you'll see the word confederation is a little different than the word federation. So federation is more political, with a single central government type thing, where confederation is just kind of an agreement, like the United States. United States, as in the United States of America. And more of an agreement upon a group. So the Galactic Confederation, that they've been providing intel about the demons, the dark entities, the negative entities, the negative ETs being removed, a process, and the electronic fences being removed around planet Earth, and the computers being shut down that were tracking us, and trying to doing all their power to negate any time good vibrations are brought to the surface here. We're on the surface, and then they talk about, they're also the intel from this site, which is the portal. I talk about it all the time, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. You can Google that and go directly there. And they're more recently talk about, well, right after the event, they're supposedly leading us up to the event, and they're almost ready to get there. They're talking about shortly after the event, and they land and personally meet us. Some of them land and personally meet us, and they give us some free gifts, and they get us settled into the five-dimensional vibration to help us along, so our human form can handle this. Supposedly, they're doing work behind the scenes to help increase our vibrations, so we'll be able to handle, exist on this new 5-day or 5G, fifth dimensional Earth. They sometimes refer to it as 5D, like ABCD, which reminds me, you know, there's nine letters in the English language that pretty much sound the same, especially when you're using digital communication systems. And we all are now, whether we like it or not. It's been imposed upon us, yeah, by evil governments. And all the governments are evil. Yes, they are. It won't be all that way in the near future, but right now they're still all evil. So anyhow, this, the Galactic Confederation is telling us that shortly after the month, after the event, there will be a pole shift on Earth, and it's going to create giant tidal waves, 1 to 5 miles high. And as the time has gone on, we've been hearing this for months now, now it's definitely 4 to 5 mile high tidal waves. And so here we are, supposed to ascend into this perfect, no violent fifth dimension of planet Earth. We're all vibrating higher. We have more perfect bodies. And then we only got to get a couple of months of this, and then there's going to be this pole shift, and we're going to have to be evacuated off the planet or taken to underground bases, or those of us who are lucky that are really highly vibrating can be encapsulated into cities of light, which will survive on the surface. And we have to start to question this, like, what? You're going to elevate us to the fifth dimension, and then you're going to evacuate most of the population because the pole shift is going to create 4 to 5 mile tidal waves all over the planet. That doesn't give us too many places to congregate. And it just begins to, like, doesn't make any sense anymore. Even if you've claimed to have done a lot of things for us, again, offering us no proof whatsoever, just claiming to do all these good things for us, and we're good human beings, and we want to believe it's true, and we want to take your word for it. And then also in conjunction with this group called the Resistance Group, but you never really identified Resistance Group. Resistance to who? I mean, it could be either way. Are you resisting the negative ETs? Are we resisting the control of the negative ETs? Or are you resisting positive vibrations? Goodness. You know, if these things are leaving, spots that need, blanks that need to be filled in, and you can't really communicate with these groups, you know, that are handling the behind the scenes. Well, I can, you know, personally thank you for all that you've done. If you've done everything you've said you've done, there's no way for me to know. I just have to take your word for it. But then you start, you know, you start saying things that brings doubt to my mind. Why? First of all, that doesn't even make any sense. Why? If you're so powerful and you have all these technologies, yeah, and you've claimed to have won the war, victory of the light over the darkness, and you have the power and abilities to take all these negative, after the event, take all these negative ETs off our world, not to mention the ones you've claimed you've taken off already, and the breaking down of the electric fences and the negating of the main computer under Tel Aviv. Is that a coincidence? You know, Tel Aviv, the capital of Israel, for those of you that don't know geography. But why on earth, as the saying goes, would you allow a pole shift to create giant tsunamis all over the planet to a point? I mean, you know, all this talk about we're going into the fifth dimension, the heavenly earth. Why would you want to destroy everything that's there on the earth? You know, why does there have to be an evacuation? And why aren't we all going into cities of light? You know, again, why we're creating a special few here. I mean, all these questions are coming up. And these questions need to be asked and answered. The trouble is, the one representative of the Galactic Confederation, he really, Cobra, he muffles his voice when he talks. I mean, he's representing a group, of course. It's not just him himself. He isn't a big honcho. But he's the official representative of the resistance movement, he claims, okay? And who are they resisting? That's never really explained. You know, we have to ask these questions because we know that negative ETs and demons can be so deceptive and be pretending to be the good guys when, in fact, they're not. And so it doesn't make any sense, really. I mean, sure, maybe if you gave us all the facts, it wouldn't make sense to us. But, you know, an anomaly itself is coming up with the rationale here. You're going to, you've supposedly done all these things for us to remove a lot of the negative energy and a lot of the negative forces, but not all of them. And there's going to be this whoosh of energy called the event, which is supposed to bring us all into the new bodies, the new frequencies, the new heavenly realms on earth where no dark forces can exist. And then you want to destroy everything on the planet with a pole shift that creates tsunamis. It doesn't make any sense. And in a short time, too. So we got this heavenly earth for like only a couple of months. I mean, this is the most recent intel from the last lecture thing he gave over in one of those, maybe it was Taiwan, one of those Asian countries, you know. And sure, we all learned a lot of information along the way, but at the same time, we learned about the inner earth. We learned about crystal cities. We learned about the cities of light, and we learned about all this information and a lot of dissemination of information. We learned about the archons, the giant spiders. We learned about the reptilians, the draconians, and all this important information to know what's going on behind the scenes. So, but, you know, how can you, how can all this information about how it's going to be all peachy keen and, peachy and nifty keen, look up those terms, after the event, and we're all going to be in happiness forever, and then you're going to basically destroy the structure of planet Earth, you know? And, you know, you're not explaining this. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to do it in a couple of months. And then, well, how are we going to experience this bliss for only a couple of months? It's supposed to be eternal, basically, on the new planet Earth, the new fifth-dimensional planet Earth. When you're telling us we have to be evacuated or we have to go hide in underground bases. And tidal waves, you know, all across, it's not being also being explained loud. If you're allowing tidal waves to wash over the whole Earth, except for the Himalaya Mountains, maybe, and a few other high peaks around the world, over 20,000 feet, you know, you're not explaining this. All this salt water, first of all, is going to ruin the soil all around the world where plants that can't grow in salty water are no longer be able to grow for a long, long time. And you're going to wash down all the buildings and all the structures that are just going to pollute the quality of the water. And then what about all the radioactive stuff all over the place, the nuclear plants? They're going to be... you know, all those deadly radioactive things are going to be unleashed into the water, which is going to, again, ruin the quality of the water. Doesn't make any sense. Why would you allow this to happen? And if there is a greater plan to this, you know, you're not explaining to us why this is okay to do this. And you're and also not explaining why you conned us into believing that as soon as we get into this fifth-dimensional state of frame of mind, that it's going to be heavenly and there's going to be no time limit. Yet you're countering that with this 3 to 4 month, maybe 5 month window where we can experience the new life without the dark forces, and then it's all going to be we're going to be removed. And, oh, yeah, you mentioned, oh, not forcibly removed. So you have your choice. Either you go up in the spacecraft and be moved to some other planet, and they tell you another planet of the Pleiades. How do we know it's not one of those dark force planets? You could be Connie's. You could be the dark forces. You know, once you stop making logic and common sense, we definitely begin to question you. You know, are you all conspirators, or the whole thing is being conspired by the negative races to pretend they're good guys, bringing us into the fifth dimension, and they're not, and they're trying to set up their negativity in some other world in the Pleiades. And according to Asiata Dean, there is an area of the Pleiades that is controlled by the dark forces. You know, and you've told us Earth is the last battlefield for the dark forces. And when the dark forces are removed from Earth, that'll be the end of the dark force and duality of experimentation in the universe. But, you know, again, once we start to question you, and then we have to question everything you've said, you know, maybe that's a lie. Maybe Earth isn't the last a stronghold, because we've heard the stories that the dark forces moved all their forces from the Vega system of Rigel, you know, Rigel negative, whatever the planet was called, to Earth, and the dark forces from the Orion system moved to Earth too. Well, how do we know that this whole thing that we've been listening to, and now we're being told that we're going to be lifted off the planet, how do we know that you know, that you're that the dark forces aren't going to lift us up? They have that technology, and are certainly be able to grab some of us and shoot us off to their negative world in the Pleiades that might still be around. You know, there's all these questions coming up now. I'd like to believe everything is true, and it's going to be perfect, and I do keep that attitude, but at the same time, by not telling us the whole picture, you know, how are you going to cleanse the earth after you pollute it? Tsunamis all over the whole world, as far as we understand, is going to pollute the earth right after you so-called took all the bad guys off. This needs to be explained to us. We're a lot more smarter. Many of us on Earth here are a lot more smarter than you guys in the Galactic Federation, Galactic Confederation, and any of these other groups, Guardian Alliance. You know, my observations from listening to many sources of information is that you guys in the higher realms, you know, there's a lot that we as human beings have learned on planet Earth that you guys just apparently never learned. You never had the experience to be living amongst dark forces and knowing how deceptive they can be. And there's just a lot of things you don't understand about what's been transpiring on our Earth. And apparently you're not clever enough. The dark forces seem to be cleverer than you, because the Galactic Confederation, I followed them for the last 5 years, and they actually admit, well, it's been a delay. We didn't anticipate this. We didn't anticipate that. Well, how clever are you to be outwitted by the dark forces? Come on. Again, why aren't you consulting those of us that on Earth who have become experts at analyzing the dark forces and knowing what they're capable of doing? Dark forces are not that smart either. We could, I could outwit all of them single-handedly, because I've seen all their tactics for years here as I've been living on Earth. But you guys seem to have missed a few of the chess moves on the giant chessboard, you know, that they are able to pull. And you've admitted they fooled you, so why don't we could think, you know? So many unanswered questions here. And again, you know, there's a lot of information on 2012 portal. You should go visit it and then start asking the key questions here, you know? Just like I'm asking the key questions, because these questions need to be answered and answered soon, you know? We're not as dumb as you think you are. Sure, there's a large portion of the human race that they're non-thinkers, you know? They're the sheeple. They'll believe anything that comes out of the boob tube. And they're not aware of the 2012 portal, and they're not aware of all the other things that are posted on Twitter. You know, some people go on Twitter that don't care about the global situation. They're on there to mock other people out, have fun, or just present nice things, but never really thinking about the battle going on between the forces of darkness and the servants of light. And this victory of the light, hey, I'm with the light. And there's a lot of good information out there for us. But there's a recent COBRA event, ascension event, taking place. You know, it should be over by now. And I think it started November 11th, you know, 11-11. And there's been no reporting on what was spoken there. because they did that shortly after the one in Taiwan. You know, I've been looking every day on Twitter. Usually, you know, it shows up on Twitter why a few of the people will post it there. And that here's the notes from the meeting. Or sometimes you have an audio download, but the notes are probably better because a lot of when this guy Cobra talks, he talks with an electronic muffled voice. You know, we have to wonder, is he AI himself or what? You know, I can understand you want to talk with electronic voice so the dark side can't identify your voice and somehow catch you in real life by your voice print. So that's what's going on, and these things need to be talked about and thought about. We have to keep on top of this. Meanwhile, we're still stuck, you know. We've had some explanations as to on the portal why it's taking so long and things they're worried about. Most of the big things they were worried about, they've claimed they've taken care of already. They just said that the dark side could pull a couple of aces out of the hole and still cause a lot of immediate suffering if they landed tomorrow. Okay, but maybe those things could have been taken care of if you, as the saying goes here on Earth, got off the high horse and started communicating with those of us like myself. Come on, I've said this many times. I've put the tweets out there. I've personally emailed the Cobra Group, and the responses I got were very disheartening. People didn't even know what the hell I was talking about, and I got ridiculous replies, you know. Basically, I'm contacting you to give us a little more. You talk about these great things. Well, if there's ways to bring them onto the planet now safely. And I got stupid responses to that. You know, I told them, like, you know, you're asking, Tachyon Chambers price. This was a couple of years ago when I started communicating with them for $25,000 for a tachyon chamber, the size of a room, and something like an 8x8 or 9x9 square base for a pyramid to be set up in a room, and that's your tachyon chamber, and you maybe line some crystals on the floor underneath it or something like that. And you're asking $25,000 for that? I mean, if it was solid gold, I could see that price, but you didn't mention anything about being solid gold, so it's probably a copper frame thing, which would amount to maybe less than $100 worth of parts. And you're asking $25,000 for this, plus $12,500 to be paid in advance to some location, undisclosed location, in Europe, and we're supposed to patiently wait for the package to arrive. And if you're telling all this information, is what makes you think that the dark side makes sure those packages never get to us here in the U.S.? You know, and how can it really be costing that much money? You know, are you scamming us here to see how stupid we are? And something that expensive, it's not accessible to regular people. And then other things you charge for, you know, that regular people, you're about, you know, you got to walk the talk, you know. You're talking about everything's going to be free in the future. And you must know how poor the people on this planet are. Most of us poor. And spending extra money for things that we don't really have a guarantee is going to work until we get it and try it ourselves, you're asking a little too much. So when I questioned about, you know, I tried to give them my opinion on how a better way to start get past these tachyon chambers around the U.S. and how you could start up by giving a few free ones around as demonstrations, I got no response whatsoever. So what does that tell me? They're in it for the money, you know? I mean, there's like, I think, one or maybe two tachyon chambers in the whole United States. And when I called them up, you rent space for $20 an hour for a little rejuvenation. Now, if the price of a tachyon chamber is $25,000, whoever was those lucky ones to have one, set one up, charging $20 an hour, it would, can you imagine how many years they'll have to do that at $20 an hour just to make their money back? You know, it doesn't add up. The figures don't add up, you know? You can't add 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 10 and 10 and 10 and come up with 3 as the total. You know, it just doesn't make any sense, a lot of it. And we need those anomalies, those indiscrepancies described and talked about more. And we need to, you know, be concerned about the people that don't have the money, because you guys, the Galactic Confederation, you claim you know that the 1% rules the 99%, and the 99% are basically poor. We don't have extra money for things. You want tsunami stones to be placed around the globe. You know, well, maybe if you sold them for $5 a piece, more of us would participate, but we know they're more than that. Or maybe you'd give them away, you know? That would assure some more participation. And, you know, Sintamani stones looked that one up, too. Oh, and while I'm on this, because this is all important information, you know? And I doubt if you listen to my show from all of the communications I've sent to you. I've only done a few, but they were all the responses were negative. You know, I talked about, you know, there's a way to free energy machines. You're promising to give them to them. I said there's a way to bring them out in a small number, and there won't be any trouble. And the stupid response I get for whoever answers these emails, you know, some rookie from a third world country or something. The response I got was, well, if you have one, it's okay to put it out there. Man, how dense are these representatives of the Galactic Confederation? How dense are you? How ignorant are you? How unaware of you? I'm asking you to give us it, you know? Because I don't know anybody who's recreated it. And the only person that came close to recreating it was Tesla. And he made the mistake of trying to give it to the world. Well, obviously, you know, the energy people are not going to allow that. And they're still in control of the surface population. So it would have to be done discreetly. But that was the stupid response I got. Well, if you have one, it's okay with us to put it out there, and you can maybe we'll contact you if you have one. I'm asking you to give us one. You're the guys who know all about this technology, you know? Just totally bad response, which makes me, again, question, who are these people? Who are these entities or so-called representatives of the human race that we have to deal with, you know? And I put out the request there many a times, and whoever reads these tweets, they have no common sense to know when something's important. Hey, there is no reason in the whole damn world or the universe why, when I've got this call-in radio show, we're listening to it right now, that for them to call in so we could discuss some of these things that need to be discussed. You know, I'm not asking them to reveal any secrets that they couldn't reveal, but you need to clear up some of the discrepancies in your presentation. And you can't possibly tell me that you, the great Galactic Confederation, with all your high-tech technology superior to that of the dark forces, don't know how to make a phone call to a radio, internet radio show without giving away your location. Are you really lacking ingenuity to be able to do that? And don't you see the importance of it? And when you guys land, are you going to go to the fake authorities? Who are you going to communicate with? You know, you talk about, well, yeah, right, eventually we'll talk to regular people, but you need to talk to the regular people now. People like myself, I'm not the only one, that have a grasp on things that you don't have a grasp on. And I'll make the comment again. I really doubt if you're listening to the show, but just in case you are, if you're crazy enough to go start talking to the official authorities, the governments of this world, you're wasting your time. You're going to be talking to liars and deceivers, and they'll be conning you from the minute they meet you. Oh yeah, we like your ideas. Oh, we're good guys. And these guys are such experts at liars, they will be able to deceive you. Come on, you're ready, man. You've been deceived by their military tactics. Why wouldn't they be able to deceive you with just an easygoing conversation, you know? I mean, really, you don't know how good people are deceiving people. You know, they all learned their techniques by the dark side. Yeah, so, you know, you've already admitted the dark side can deceive you. So what makes us think that you're not going to be deceived if you're looking to speak with world leaders? All the key positions of authority are held by the negative forces. I think you should know that. But so who are you going to talk to when you land, you know? Come on, people at the United Nations? That's the House of Crooks. U.S. Congress, it's just about nobody there you can trust. Same with most of the other countries in the world. So what's the game plan here? You know, I'm advising you, don't talk to those people. You know, you all claim to be like a hip on telecommunications. Listen, I know how to, know if somebody's telepathically communicating with it. I've had some pleasurable experiences doing comedy with another invisible soul. We were partners in comedy. So, hey, you know, you're talking about, can't you understand when somebody's honestly looking to communicate with you, you know, and you're afraid to talk to me verbally? But that would be the best way, because in a verbal reciprocative communication, you can fine-tune the thing better than telepathy. Telepathy is more of generalizations, and it takes a while to be able to fine-tune that. And we don't have time for that. And if you're thinking in the one-way, what the hell is that going to do? It has to be a reciprocative communication. And for me to explain the details, how things can be done better, you have to have that verbal conversation with me. Sure, you can do a telepathic communication. Well, why haven't you contacted me? You're not even aware I'm interested in helping out and have many things to offer. I've heard all the things you're doing and all the things, and you've got the technologies to do that. I don't. But at the same time, the scope of things you're addressing with your scope of plans is not even close to what I would recommend doing. And, you know, you keep, you're wondering, like, you don't get why the star seeds are having problems with it. Well, that's it. You admitted it there. You don't get it. There's no mystery in my mind, you know? I mean, they should have appointed somebody who had lived, like, you know, at least 30 or 40 years on this world to be in your position, Mr. Cobra. And we know those things can be done. You can come here, you can live a life, and you can leave if you're on your own choosing, if you're higher enough evolved. Somebody who had gained an understanding more of Earth than these representatives that I'm coming across representing the Galactic Confederation, the Galactic Federation. and the Galactic Federation of Light. In fact, there's one site on Twitter. I have learned a lot from Twitter about this. Guy has this lengthy article. I assume it's a guy. Well, guy can refer to men or women in case you didn't know. Hey, look that one up in the dictionary. Yeah, the word guy can actually refer to a man or a woman. How about that, masculine or feminine? Guy. Most people don't know that because in most cases, the word guy is associated with the male or the man, the men or the boys. But that's it. You guys have a lot to learn, you know? I'm not saying I'm better than you, but, you know, you claim to be all in league, all combined from all the universe wanting to help us out, but at the same time, you've been afflicted with that thing called unresponsiveness. It's a disease. Once you start putting up barriers and refuse to be responsive, you know, obviously you made a determination. Who is that stupid human in 3D, third dimension, thinking that he knows more than us? Well, you can learn things in 3D that you can't learn in the higher realms, especially how to deal with the dark forces, because you have to navigate amongst them your whole life down here. And that's what gives you more expertise in how to deal with them and how to put the moves on them. You know, life is a game of chess, especially when you're dealing with dark forces. And strategies require ingenuity. If you don't have the ingenuity, you're not going to be a great chess player. You know, and you might have some high position of authority, an Ashtar command, charge of the military for this local sector of the universe or whatever. But if you're not a good chess player, if you haven't learned all the, can look 20 moves in advance and know all the possibilities, the other opponents are going to beat you most of the time. You know? I mean, that's how it is. You know, that's the importance of learning how to play a good game of chess. You know, I learned at an early age, and then I learned how to apply that. And I can tell you, the dark horses are not as smart as they think they are. They're just on a world here where people have been turned into sheeple. They're brainwashed from birth, and it makes it easy for them. And they oppress anybody who doesn't agree and starts screaming too loudly about it publicly. They run in, and they get rid of them immediately. That's the only way they know how to deal with adversaries. They don't listen to reason, but they can be tricked to do good things. Absolutely. You know, trickery is a legitimate tactic in the universe. So that's what I got to say, you know? Hey, when I'm sleeping or even when I'm awake, send me a telepathic message. Tell me that you're willing to talk to me personally or on the radio show. Yeah, I mean, it's safe for both of us to be talking on the radio show, you on the other end of a phone, perfectly safe for both of us. And because with a physical meeting, I would have a qualm with that too. How do I know you're a good guy, not a bad guy, you know? But on a phone call, it doesn't matter, you know? And we can tell a lot about each other on a phone call because with the reciprocative conversation, I'll be able to tell where you're coming from because I'll ask the key questions. You might not be able to tell where I'm coming from because you probably don't have the ingenuity to ask the key questions like I do. But whatever. Nobody's blaming anybody here, but this conversation needs to be talked out. Oh, so much for that. So, hey, there's still a little time left. Hey, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Anybody listening in a spacecraft? Come on, if you don't know how to make that call and not reveal your position, how much do you really know? And why don't you know how to do that? And why aren't you willing to do that? You know? Because there's certain, a lot of important things should be talked out before the event. You know, you keep, it's almost like you're blaming us. Yeah, sure, a lot of us don't on Earth are lazy, not willing to do anything. But those of us that are, you know, you're still saying, oh, we all have to fix our bodies, you know, and get our chakras open. Yeah, sure, this is important information, learn better breathing techniques and stuff like that. But don't expect that to happen overnight on a planet where we've had to navigate through evil forces at every turn, left and right, every day of our life. You know, and we still have to deal with the money obtained for things, which, you know, makes it harder because everything, the prices are being raised up, and we're being still bombarded from all different directions by the remaining dark forces. And, you know, you could have negated a lot of that stuff, you guys. But, and in certain ways, those of us down here in the third dimension, you know, walking around in physical reality, as we call it, we sometimes expect those in the higher authorities to be taking care of some of these things. And we thank you for, I thank you for all that you claim you've done. But you can see the skepticism after a while, this thing is dragging on too long. You know, I'll tell you right now, if you had communicated with me 5 years ago when I first started taking an interest in making myself available to help out, you know, with strategies, you know, it was like I was talking to the wall. I guarantee we would be at the event already because there's so much you can easily accomplish on this world when you know the right plumbing, as it's called. Human beings respond to certain things. They don't just respond to requests from voices that they can't see, you know, that you guys, you know, they respond to other things. And they respond more to movie stars, yeah, believe it or not. And they respond to people they can see and hear in their natural voices. Yeah, that's what they respond to. They respond to show and tell also, you know, personal meetings. But you guys have not allowed that to happen, and that has been a big stumbling block, you know. And again, you keep talking about all the things you've done, but we don't really have any proof of that, and we need to have proof. You know, we're still stuck with fake news that's not going to tell us anything, but we could have had real news programs already ongoing. Not that difficult to set up, and in a way where they can't be taken down. Of course, you guys, unfortunately, don't have the ingenuity for that. That's why you should be communicating with us. There's always ways to do something, you know? But you got to be talking to the right people on Earth, and I'm one of them. But, you know, I don't know, what are you, scared? And I'm tired of hearing this excuse, you're scared for me. If we do things my way, I'm in no danger. But you got to learn to be cooperative with people who have a safe way of doing things that you would have never thought of. It requires ingenuity, and it requires doing things that you would have never even thought of, using some of the dark forces tricks. Yeah. So anyhow, that's that. Meanwhile, just change the channel here on the good vibrations. We all have to go out there every day. Yeah, we have to comply with the request to better ourselves. It will help things along. Sure, it will. The more loving a person you can become, it raises the frequency of the collective consciousness of Earth. However, with so many people suffering, we don't get the time to participate in this. A large percent of us don't. And you fail to see that. Galactic Confederation forces of light that are claimed to be helping us. Hopefully you are. And this bit about contacting us in dreams, you know, we even have movies. We have a lot of great science fiction movies that tell us about things. In fact, there's one, I think the movie Contact talks about contacting us in a dream state. Well, let me tell you something. On this world, you can get much better results from human beings when you're talking to them in person, and not telepathically, because that's too much of a generalization, and that negates the reciprocative conversation that can bring, if you send out the telepathic message, you know, you're starting the conversation and creating the parameters. If you speak verbally with somebody like me and you start the conversation, I might stop you right there and say, no, we need to start looking at it this way, not your way, because your way is a dead-end street and I can see it already. Of course, you probably can, but, you know, and there are, I don't care, you can't, you know, try and prove it wrong to me, but verbal conversations, you can communicate, fine-tune the conversation down to the finest detail, which you won't be able to do with telepathic communication because it's not that reciprocated. The first one who sends out the telepathic message, you've set the parameters for where it's going to go from there. And if it's to me, I'll have to respond via what was told you. There's no way I can tell you in a telepathic message that, no, that's not a good approach. Here's 10 other better approaches, and let's go with my approaches because I'm way more confident about the matter than you are because I can see the flaws in your approach right there. And I'll take the time to point them out to you and what your approach is excluding. Can't do that with telepathic communication. If you're the first one to send a telepathic message, you know, suppose I don't agree with what you're saying. How am I going to get you to drop your idea and follow mine? Only with verbal conversation. You need that verbal conversation to fine-tune the things. Because pictures might paint 1,000 words, and in some cases, telepathic messages are the perfect communications. If the second person who receives the first message is willing to go on with that train of thought, but what if I recognize your train of thought is going to run into problems on this world, planet Earth here? There's no way I can telepathically explain the details except verbally. And so that, hopefully you've learned something if you're listening about that. And yeah, so that's the problem of communicating with people in dreams, yeah. I talked to somebody who claimed to be a starseed, and that's what the answer I get. The communication is in a dream state. Well, in dreams, we know it, that those of us that dream here, you can't always work the dream the way you want it to. So that's creating a limitation right there. When you're conscious in your dream, you want to do something, it doesn't always come out like you intended to do because there's a limitation of how well you can fine-tune a thing and a dream. Maybe that'll make some sense. Anyway, let's change the subject again. Yeah, we all have to concentrate on good things and do the best to open up our chakras, practice our breathing, practice our intentions and visualizing things. Participate in the global meditations calling for peace. And while we're talking about peace, because I'm a singer-songwriter and I love writing social political songs. A number of years ago, I wrote the song that has the real solution to the ongoing problem in the Middle East. But if no one's listening to me here on the radio that knows how to be responsive, then I guess I'm talking to the wall. But I wrote this song called Jerusalem. Yeah, you know, the one in Israel there, the one that in Palestine there. Yeah, I wrote the song Jerusalem, and it talks about leaving your hate and anger behind. You know, let's bring our love into the street. Listen to the words. It's out there on YouTube via CD Baby. It's one of my songs. It's only 2 minutes long. Listen to it and grasp what the real peace solution to the the current Israeli-Palestine war that's intended to go on till the end of time. But the solution is there in my song. It's called Jerusalem. You know, you go to YouTube, you punch in the word Jerusalem, and then after that you have to write by Tom Edison. That's my real name. And I am the artist, the recording artist, the copyright owner. And it's out there on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, because the songs on my album are better than Dylan. Dylan being the one who had famous for his philosophical social commentaries. Well, I'll say it one more time again. Look it up. Go to YouTube.com, punch in the word Jerusalem, just like the name of the city. And then after that, write by Tom Edison. So it'll come up and listen to it. And pass the info along to your friends. Okay, hey, and tell your friends to tune in next week and listen to my show, because this is an educational show. And I'm talking about what's prevalent and happening right now. We're going to end the show with the countdown. First, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And you can find that on YouTube also. There's a video for that too, and you can see what the partying kind people look like. The followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. That's also on YouTube too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.